This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Time now for our weekly look at food and drink. And this week, perhaps smell is a better word because we're going to talk about cheese. We sent Slate food writer Sarah Dickerman to last week's 20th annual convention of the American Cheese Society. She shared what she found with Day to Day's Alex Chadwick.
Hi, Sarah. What happened and how was it?
Oh, it was extraordinary. All the cheesemakers gathered with their cheeses in this one big hall. And I tell you, you could smell the exhibition hall long before entering it. The tables were piled high with cheese.
I can almost smell it now, and it's just overwhelmingly wonderful. This is like the Oscars for cheese?
Maybe a little more like the Westminster Dog Show, with dozens of really specialized categories. The Cheese Society focuses on handcrafted specialty cheeses, and cheesemakers are making some really unusual stuff. Here they are talking about them.
Wild harvested fennel pollen and lavender buds.
Cow's milk, and we spice that with Tellicherry black peppercorns or with fresh garlic and fresh chives.
Italian style, bandage wrapped, natural rind, aged cheese.
A dill garlic, a roasted garlic, a macadamia nut basil pesto, a mildly hot pepper, and a chipotle pepper that we sell at the local farmers markets.
And the chilies and the cheese are fresh so that when you eat it, it's crunchy. Have you tried it?
No, I haven't.
I'm dying for you to. Let me get you a bite.
Have you tried it? Fennel pollen and, oh gosh. What is the hot topic at the Cheese Society this year, other than may I try some more of that?
Well, I think the hot topic is always the milk. In making a fine cheese, you have to start with milk, and cheesemakers have to make a ton of choices. There's the organic issue, but there's a lot of other subtleties. Do you buy your milk from cooperatives, or do you use milk from your own animals? Do you feed them on grass, or do you feed them silage, which is a fermented grain feed? And there's definitely a romantic appeal for people to keep their own herd on pasture, a sense that you can taste the landscape in the cheese. Here's Mary Falk, who's a cheesemaker from northern Wisconsin.
All of the cheeses at Love Tree Farmstead are from grass-based milk. And we will only use the milk from animals that are freely out on pastures. And they freely range on our 200 acres, and we have a wildlife refuge, so the whole idea is to have them collect as many pollens and cool flavors that they can in their milk.
Wow, so this is cow's milk, sheep milk, goat milk. But I think the real question is it raw milk or pasteurized milk? Isn't that the debate?
It is a big debate, and government regulators here would feel a lot more comfortable if dairy products across the board were pasteurized, which means heating it and holding it a certain temperature in order to kill pathogens. But cheese has been made with raw milk forever, and even in Italy, in fact, something like Parmigiano-Reggiano has to be made with raw milk legally. And people who work with raw milk are really adamant that it makes a better cheese. I talked to Mariano Gonzalez, a cheesemaker from California.
The only way to get the complexity and flavor is if you use raw milk. Pasteurization kills 99.9% of the bacteria as the carrying flavor. What you have normally with pasteurize is a flat cheese, but with raw milk, you have a more complex, more flavorful cheese.
Well, when you taste these cheeses, can you taste a difference?
In this country, raw milk cheeses have to be aged at least 60 days, so I've really only had the opportunity to taste aged cheeses like cheddars and parmigianos, and they're wonderful. They have a complexity that rivals good wine. I should note that the cheese that won Best in Show this year was Cowgirl Creamery's Red Hawk, which is in fact made with pasteurized milk, though.
It sounds delicious. A delicious assignment. Sarah Dickerman, a restaurant cook who writes about food for Slate. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you very much, Alex.
And that interview from Day to Day's Alex Chadwick.